What is going on, guys? Welcome back. I'm your host, Kevin. I'm here with CJ once
Yo.
Again, like always. And Kylie made it back for the finale episode.
You know, I was here for like the cast preview. Now I'm here for the finale. So like, go out on a good note. Bring it in on a good note. That's what I'm here for.
That's like the screwed up, if you're not first, you're last, Ricky Bobby mentality right there.
Exactly. She's decided to be both first and last.
Yeah.
So welcome. We are going to be just recapping and wrapping up the whole season of Celebrity Big Brother. Now, I know that we have been doing like a couple episodes a week. Me and CJ were out of town. And so we are back to just put a nice little bow on this interesting Celebrity Big Brother season. Kylie, you told us that me and CJ have never watched this. You told us in the premiere episode or the cast preview that this would be a fun time. And I don't know if it was a fun time.
So there were parts of it that were fun. Like the jury voting was fun. Carson's confessionals were fun.
Carson's confessionals were a lot of fun.
Lamar in general was fun. So there were some good times, but there was a lot of there were some dark clouds over there.
It's funny you say that though, because like if you're not out there in like in the Big Brother Twitter world, you didn't know how dark it was actually getting in the house.
Yeah.
These BB streets, these Twitter streets, it people have been red for filth, as they say. Like Todrick, it's a real tough time for Todrick Hall at the moment.
I mean, overall, like I enjoyed it. The person that won isn't who I wanted to win.
I wanted to win though.
I was rooting against her the whole time. I wanted her to win because Trisha and I won our Big Brother draft. Hello, first place. So for that point, I'm glad that she won. But in terms of who I was rooting for as a person, was very much like most people rooting against Misha and Todrick. So
wow.
So I never understood why the people hated Misha. So for those that don't know, Misha Tate ended up winning Celebrity Big Brother 3. And in turn, ya boy won the draft amongst the three of us because I knew Misha Tate would take it home. I knew that. Second place and first loser was Todrick Hall. And Cynthia took third, and I don't even know if she knew she was playing in the game. But
I mean, she knew more than Lamar knew.
True. Very, very true. It was a whole weird thing this whole season, because let's just get into it, because let's start with Todrick and everything going on with him. For someone that like knows his game backwards and forwards, which we knew that was something we said going in, and that's what happened. He didn't seem to realize that the thing is being recorded 24/7, and everything you say is on the TV at some point or another.
Canon will be used against you in the court of public opinion.
And not only is it on the live feeds and everybody can view it and then, you know, ruin your life, but then also the fact that he thinks, you know, he played the best game, and Todrick did play a good Big Brother game. Maybe if the jury's sequestered, but knowing that the jury is going home and they can watch everything, they can read everything, like they don't even have to watch it because it is prepared for them in a nice little package. And here you go. This is the POS that is Todrick Hall. So, in different circumstances, he's probably the winner. But,
That's the thing I didn't understand, is because, like, the jury is not sequestered on Celebrity. It never has been. Everyone gets to go home. These people don't really need this $200,000 or whatever. Like, it's like whatever for most of them. So,
it's
peanuts. Right. And so, for him, it's the show's more about your branding, right? Being on TV and being able to be seen. So for Todrick to not realize that everything he has said, every single thing, is going to be, like you said, prepared and presented so that way everyone can read it was insane. For him to say the things he did about Chris Kirkpatrick, for him to say the things he said about Shayna, about Todd, about Lamar stuff was not that big of a deal. But for him to have said those things about those people and to think that they wouldn't see it when they got home was just ridiculous. Because they're going to go home and then vote for you. And so for Todrick to come out the house initially and feel that he got pawed, that these people were just bitter, was insane. You played a good game. I'm not going to take anything away from his game. He convinced Carson and Cynthia to put up Shayna.
Yeah.
That is a good game move. It's one of the
and
best.
And it is 100% what got him and Misha to the end of the game. I mean, correct. He single-handedly had the best game move.
But correct. You can't be a piece of crap. You just can't.
And it's also harder for Todrick because being in that house, he's with people he actually knows, which makes it personal in a way that it's not when you're just playing the game with a bunch of strangers. So he looks real shitty because he's out here, you know, talking trash about Shayna, who he's worked with on RuPaul's Drag Race. He's talking shit about Carson, who he's worked with. Like, bro, get it together. I picked you and I'm even disappointed in you.
I mean, on top of that, though, you add into the fact that he's leveraging his relationships with one of the with the best alliance in the history of the regular game and the cookout, and he's trying to emulate part. Why did he decide to emulate Derek F? That was my big question. Like, you've had Tiffany living in your house, you've had Hannah living in your house, and Derek F is the one you wanted to copy? That's the game?
Yeah.
Now I know Derek F is going to see this, and he's going to probably write something mean about me on Twitter, because that's what he does, but it's fine.
He also had some Kylan the way he went after Chris Kirkpatrick. Talk about the kids. Yeah. Never talk about somebody's kids.
Never. I will literally fight a mother. So, like, speaking as a parent, and, you know, Todrick doesn't have children, so I don't think he can completely understand that line that he crossed. But, yeah, big, big line he crossed. And, I mean, Chris definitely got the last word.
This one's for my son.
Yeah.
When he voted. And
he approves.
Yeah. It was a complete shock the way that Todrick Hall behaved for someone that has been a part of this thing for so, so long.
Right.
And since then, there's just like more and more stuff that has been trying to come out. People trying to capitalize on the name recognition and the fame.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, it definitely spills over to his professional life because, you know, now there's like videos surfacing of him, you know, that I'm sure he never wanted anybody to see. And there's, which we're not here to like drag his name through the mud. You know, we're here more to just talk about his Big Brother game, you know, but like his comment that about his cameos and how he doesn't personalize them. I mean, his brand took a hit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I feel like this was positive for most people. But Kevin, like kind of going back to what you originally asked, you said like, you know, I don't understand why people don't like Misha. And I think it's just kind of a guilty by association because she was Todrick's ride or die. Therefore, you know, she wasn't necessarily as much. I think the things Misha did wrong in the house can be looked over if Todrick's not there.
Right. Well, because I don't even know, because for me, Misha was very much herself the whole time. She's a straight lace. I mean, I said it in the preview that she's going to be focused. She's here to win. And she's here to beat up her competition. That's her job, is to beat bitches up. And the most slandering thing I heard her say was about Ronda Rousey. Nothing to do with anyone in the house, but Ronda Rousey has been her biggest rival since she's entered the fighting space. And she was talking about how her biggest rival grew up with a silver spoon in her mouth and has basically taken everything from her that she ever wanted. She talked about that a couple times. That's Ronda Rousey. I didn't hear her really slander anyone else too much.
But the problem is that she's in the room where it happens. And like, if you have this reputation of being someone who's super straightforward, who's playing the game with honor and integrity, like, at a point, people expect you to shut that shit down with Todrick. As far as Todrick's out there just dragging people, even if you don't have, you know, anything to add, you're enabling him. Right. Like, you need to be the one to be like, hey, you probably shouldn't say that. That's not very nice. And that's why people, like, are dragging her online. But realistically, you look at the people in the house, none of them directed their comments at her. No. Everything was directed at Todrick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Misha's fine. You know, A, she's $250,000 richer. But then I don't feel like anybody's going to be like, oh, I'm not going to watch this MMA fight because Misha said some mean things in the Big Brother house. She's going to be fine. Now, Todrick, his business is probably going to suffer some. But in the big scheme of things, he's going to be all right, too.
And this is probably still better because the guy Todrick, I mean, Lamar said it. He's like, I didn't even know who that dude was. That dude's a celebrity? I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
Like, this is now at least puts Todrick's name out there and puts him on the map. I thought it was very interesting, though, that CJ, your boy Todrick, canceled all of his post-game interviews.
Yeah, well, they had the Todrick is canceled party on Twitter when he came out the house. So, makes sense. Like, CBS did a real good job of protecting him because if you look at the edits of the whole season, a lot of the really shitty things Todrick was doing and saying never really got aired. It wasn't until they had the recap episode Saturday night that you even saw the thing with Chris Kirkpatrick where you saw some of the shade he was throwing in the house. And then, like, my wife, who's not out there in those Twitter streets, is like, I don't understand why people hate Todrick. Like, everything we've seen, he's been fine. And then they start showing that. And then she started digging on Twitter and she's like, oh, man. Oh, this is bad. Yeah, man, it's real bad. So
it's interesting because Big Brother, I love Big Brother. I've been watching Big Brother, as I said, for forever. And one of the things that's super interesting to me about Big Brother is that since there is no predetermined winner, right? Because when you're watching Survivor is filmed months in advance, it's chopped up, and then they give the edit to the person. There's a winner's edit, as you know. Edgic is a real thing that people have tried to follow. So they give the winner a more sympathetic edit to try to explain how they won. As you're watching the game, if you're CBS and you're watching Misha and Todrick maneuver, you're like, oh man, this dude might be the winner. We gotta like hide some of this stuff because we can't be showing this about the winner, the eventual winner of the season, unless that's how they're portraying themselves, a la Evil Dick in season 8, right?
Right.
As they go though, time and time again, once they get to Saturday in the recap episode, those editors are like, from everything I've read on Twitter, Carson's not voting for him. Todd's not voting for him. Lamar's not voting for him. Shayna isn't. Teddy isn't. This kid's not going to win no matter what happens. We could do whatever now.
Yeah,
we can
show a little bit of stuff. It was very important for the casual viewers to get that. As Teddy said, that peek behind the curtain as to why, because just strictly based on game, I mean, yes, Misha won a lot, but Todrick did, more of the strategizing and maneuvering through the house. And so from a casual viewer standpoint, like, you know, Todrick definitely shouldn't have almost got shut out.
Right.
I mean, even a close vote, even, you know, but They did a good job, I feel like, in a recap episode to throwing his ass under the bus.
Right.
It was funny because Cynthia is the only one who had something nice to say about Todrick. And she was the only one. Yeah. She literally just came out. Anyone who was able to spend 24 hours out of the house knew Todrick was the biggest piece of shit in the house.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like Survivor Samoa. I believe it was Samoa where Kylie, I've known CJ for 16 years at this point in our life. Yep. We were roommates at the time, and our house was incredulous about the fact that Russell Hantz did not win Survivor, right? Yeah. We thought that was insane. We were ready to like stop watching that because we had people come over. We would watch together. It was a whole event at our house back in like 2008 or whatever, 2007, whatever year that was. Well, after watching Russell in subsequent seasons, I'm like, oh, this dude's terrible. Like, as a person, watching him on Twitter, watching him in these streets, I'm like, oh, I now see why he didn't win. But he's sitting in the final two, and the way they're editing it at the time, it makes it seem like, based on gameplay, he should win. And so it's funny because Survivor is able to have that hindsight, whereas with Big Brother, it's in the moment. So yeah. until people started slandering him in terms of the cast, they were like, oh, this dude might actually win. We got to like hide some of this stuff.
Yeah.
But then they're like, F it. Like Todd comes out like, F this dude. It's like, oh, okay. Okay.
We're all right.
Let me show you that Chris Kirkpatrick clip now. Let me show you that clip right now.
Yeah, let me just replay all this because, you know, whenever they originally showed that, they, you know, kept out the portion about his kid and all that stuff because we got that talk in the original episode, just not the juicy part of the talk.
Correct. And so, I think you're right. I think Todrick miscalculated and thought that the jury would be sequestered.
I don't know. I don't know if he did or if he just didn't. I think Todrick is very egotistical. He's very self-centered. He's focused on himself. And I feel like he doesn't even realize the things that he said and the things that he did. Very unself-aware. And he probably didn't even think like, oh, hey, they're going to. I don't even know if he thinks he did anything wrong.
Yeah.
At this point, I think he does.
But, like, I think Todrick got in that house, got comfortable real quick, and he was just himself, which is probably the worst thing. Like, when you're just in there 24 hours a day, like, you hear it with people on The Real World and you hear it with people on Survivor. After a while, you forget the cameras are there. Mm-hmm. Like, you're cognizant they're there, but, like, you're going to drop the act of, I got to be perfect. So, like, obviously, it's not... You like, they're not always going to catch you at your best, and they're not always going to catch you at your worst, but they're going to get a baseline of the person you are. And the baseline of the person he was came off real shitty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then they backed it up with real life things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to put the stamp on it.
And so, I mean, there's just so much to say about Todrick. His game, though, I feel like he did play the best game partially, he played it in tandem with Misha. But you then have to factor in the amount of competition wins, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to then give it to Misha because her staying in power practically the whole game really allows them to be who they needed to be. And now Todrick never was going to win the game. I think Cynthia would have beat Todrick as well if Todrick takes Cynthia.
Cynthia didn't do anything, and Cynthia would have beat him just strictly on likability.
Yeah.
Correct. Because obviously Lamar, Chris, Kirkpatrick, Shayna, Carson, Kressley, and Todd are all voting for
Teddy.
Oh, Teddy as well. Yeah, it would have been a landslide. Mariah might have voted for Todrick. Misha
would have been. It would have been the same vote. Misha would have voted for Todrick. Everybody.
Mariah might have.
I don't think she would have, because one of the things that you saw, like, Misha was always super honest with people. So even though she got them out and, like, told them, hey, you're my target. Hey, I'm coming after you. Oh, hey, I'm watching you walk out the door. They at least respected that. Yeah. Todrick was just sneaky all the time.
True.
It was funny because Todrick said, you know, he had blood on his hands too. You didn't really have blood on your hands because you weren't orchestrating. Like, you were orchestrating it because you were making Misha's moves for her. But it wasn't you who, like, made things happen. It was you that just pissed people off.
You're right. That was really, you know, and it's hard because Todrick Hall, I feel bad because Todrick Hall is a big fan of this thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, he loves this thing. And so for this to go down the way it has for him.
I don't think we're going to see him tuning in to BB24, hosting the BB24 after party. I think that's probably not going to happen.
it's you know what's even crazier is that Azza and Kylan had a event for finale night, and like, Chris Kirkpatrick was there. Shayna was there. Yeah. Carson was there. I didn't see any pictures of Todrick. I think they went to Todrick's house after. I think he like retired to his home and like hid there.
Yeah.
But
I thought it was hilarious when Misha and Todrick came out of the house and nobody stood. Julie had to tell them to stand. Like that told you everything you needed to know about how they felt towards both of them. But I really feel like those people will be cool with Misha in a little bit. None of them will ever be cool with Todrick.
Yeah.
Never. I think Carson will if it's going to take a lot of work. But he's going to need to do it for his work stuff. Shayna will never. Chris Kirkpatrick will never.
Mm-mm. Nah.
Todd will never.
Nah.
Todd will never.
Lamar doesn't have time for it. But, I mean, I think that Carson definitely brought a levity to the finale that was needed because, I mean, like, I enjoyed the burns on Todrick as they were going up to vote, but it was, you know, it was going in the awkward range because of how tense it was. And so, you know, just Carson being what he was the entire season, you know, stepping up and, oh gosh, you know, where's my lip gloss? And, you know, just making a little joke right then definitely cut the tension and, you know, brought it back to, okay, yeah, this is supposed to be fun.
So one of the other things I found interesting with that finale was like, number one, it wasn't a 3-part HOH, which I guess makes sense because they just didn't have the time to do it and didn't need to. But the fact that the jury didn't ask questions, do you think that was always going to be that way? Or do you think that was a function of they were all pissed at Todrick, so they did need to ask?
Yeah, I think that they got away of the jury questioning for that reason.
Yeah.
They even threw in like some little quips there during the HOH competition whenever they were like, oh, you know, I was sent out by a 9-2 vote or whatever. You know, some of them still said kind of some rude things in there to them. Yeah. And so I was like, ooh, you can already pick up on the tone and they're not even there yet.
The internet had been a buzz for days leading up to it. Todd, I didn't even know Todd Bridges had a Twitter account, but I saw a lot of it. I saw a lot of it after that. He made it very clear where his feelings were. One of my favorite tweets is someone tweeted at him and he retweeted it, quote tweeted it, and then said, they said, make sure Cynthia knows what happens in that 5 minutes before you can vote. And he said, I will make sure she knows. Oh, like, dang. Oh, Todrick, poor Todrick.
Who would have known that Todd Bridges could have been the savior of the season? Like, we thought he was going to be in there sleeping through the game.
Mm-hmm, well, I mean, he did the first part.
Yeah, the first week and a half he slept.
Yeah.
And then he woke up. And I mean, he was surprisingly good at the competitions. You know, definitely somebody you wanted to root for. So
I was rooting for Todd Bridges. I was a fan of his. There was no way he was going to win in terms of like getting there to the end himself, but he was better in competitions than I expected.
Yep.
He stood up there. He made very good relationships. Him and Lamar's relationship is top notch. I hear that there's a reality show in the works.
I'd watch the two of them.
Yeah, like so, gonna be like Sober House with Todd and Lamar or something like that.
I would watch anything with Lamar in it.
Who would have thunk, right? That Lamar Odom would have came out there and came out as like a real star of this show. But like Todd Bridges went in there and gave us so much more content than any of us could have ever expected.
Yeah, Todd Bridges. I don't know what I expected out of him. I think it was, I expected him and Katan just to be out quick, and we got half of it, right? We knew Katan was going to go home. But, like, also going back to him leaving, it makes a lot more sense now when you see the amount of negativity that was going around in the house and the fact that Mirai really felt like his only friend in the house. When she's gone, who's he going to talk to? Nobody. He wants to go home.
Yeah. Why would he stick around there? But, and that's Chris Katan. But with finishing up with Todd, his relationship that he was able to make with he was able to, his relationship he was able to make with Lamar was just amazing. Yeah. And it was just phenomenal. And with Todd Bridges having been sober for over 20 years after the battles that, like we talked about earlier, that whole different strokes people, like the whole, everything that they dealt with, for him to have been sober for so long and then now be able to be a beacon, if you will, for someone like Lamar Odom, who I think has been 7 years sober since that situation there in Northern Nevada. I think that's super cool. And I'm glad they were able to meet each other and like work together. Cause I think Todd's his coach now.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, I just loved everything about Lamar in the house being lost the entire season. I mean, it was funny, you know, also kind of something that you needed in some very tense moments, but him coming out of the house and, you know, telling Julie, like, you know, everybody comes into your life for a reason, a season or a purpose, or whatever it was. Yeah. And saying like, you know, maybe the reason that I'm on this show is because I was supposed to meet Todd Bridges and he's going to be my sobriety coach. Like, I don't know. I was really touched by Lamar because he's been through some really awful, tragic things, you know. I mean, also talking about like his friendship with Kobe and, you know, all of that. He's just been through a lot mm-hmm. in the last decade. And so,
his kid passing.
Yeah.
A lot of things. Yeah. You know what? I've never rooted for a Kardashian relationship more than I'm rooting for Lamar to get Khloe back.
Gosh, I like them together, so
I didn't care about them together, but Lamar seems to still be very much in love. And Chloe's been with terrible James Harden, Tristan Thompson. Go back to Lamar, Chloe. Go back to Lamar.
Right. I mean, it's not like these guys are out here treating her better, so give Lammy a chance.
He understands what he did wrong. Are you not cheering for Khloe and Lamar?
I mean, I'm cheering for Lamar, I guess, featuring Khloe. Is it a conspiracy that maybe they're canceling Keeping Up with the Kardashians, or at least ending it on their own terms so that they can chase happiness so she can be with Lamar?
No, fool. They've already announced that it's on Disney Plus, bro.
Oh, well, that's awful.
It ended on E, and they have a new show and a brand new deal with Disney Plus.
Wow.
And there's a bunch of stuff. There's like a bunch of content, like in terms of like promotional ads that is coming to Disney Plus starting like 2 months from now, 3 months from now.
So you're telling me Lamar's about to be a Disney Plus star?
I'm excited for it, baby. Listen, it's like $9.99 to subscribe. If you do the Hulu bundle, you can get ESPN. You can do it all. No, I mean like Lamar, I just want Lamar to be happy, man. I never cared more about a basketball player outside of basketball than Lamar Odom.
Yeah, like, I mean, I am really going to read his book because I want to see, you know, I really want to see his journey and how he got from, you know, where he was near death to where he is now. And so, yeah, I'm going to read it because I've always been a fan of old Lammy and Khloe together. And I watched them, you know, on their little show that they had, but you know, then you heard about all the drugs and the whores and everything. And that's like kind of the last you heard of him. And it's just good to know that he's doing well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lamar was the gift that kept on giving this season. I didn't know
all season. That. The fact that he didn't know how to play the game even within the last couple of days was just amazing. So if I win the veto and I take someone down, what happens then? Lamar, we've been here for 2.5 weeks. What do you mean what happens then? I'm just checking. I don't remember.
Or the one where he was like, it was whenever Chris was like, oh, you know, he was talking about the HOH competition. Chris was like, I'm not going to be here for it. I'm going to be voted out. Like, I don't want to play in it. Once I'm voted out, I can't play in there.
And so if you're out the house, you can't win the game? No, you cannot win the game if you're out the house. That's kind of how that works. Oh, okay. So Lamar was hilarious the whole way through. And listen, Rob Queen, though, Shayna Mokler. phenomenal game.
When Carson apologized to her, I was like, that says all you need to know, because Shayna got backed into a corner, which sucked for her. And right. Everybody turned her back on her because of Todrick's embellishment of the truth.
Correct. And Shayna was playing a very good middle game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I was very pleasantly surprised with her, too. Didn't have high expectations for her. And she came in to play the game, and she did well. And, you know, kind of the same thing, you know, she got into that situation where her allies turned on her, and she handled herself very, very gracefully, because I would be Bitter Betty in that house fixing to burn that bitch down if everybody was lying and turning things on me. And so, you know, good for her.
But it was funny because, like, the one thing that I think she did wrong was when she openly declared she was going against Misha and Todrick. Like, when she played that veto, all she had to say was, you know, I want to protect this person, not I need allies to go after you two, because that forces Misha's hand with Chris.
Mm-hmm. I disagree. The reason I don't think that was a bad move, because Misha had already created something with Todd and Lamar. Sure, there's something with Lamar, and now brought in Todd. Her declaring war against Misha and Todrick, Carson wins the next HOH.
But at that point, they didn't have the numbers because they no longer had Kirkpatrick.
But they still have the numbers, because with Carson winning the next HOH, you put Todrick next to Misha, one of them has to go home.
Yeah, instead, they did that a lot this season. Sorry. Like, I don't understand why Misha and Todrick didn't go up next to each other several times when people had the opportunity.
Right. Well, Todd was working with them. Lamar was working with them. So when Todd went HOH, putting them next to each other didn't make sense.
But then why not? Like, if you were going after Carson, why didn't you put up Carson and Cynthia together? Because, I mean, we knew it was never going to happen, but if Cynthia had won that veto, she could have protected both.
The reason that Todd did not put them up is because Todd, so a thing that was shown on the feed a lot, but not really on the show, was that Todd, Lamar, and Cynthia had a very good relationship together, the three of them.
Even though they had that fight?
Yeah. I mean, people fight, you know what I'm saying? They fight, and then they came back together. Because their fight was about the fact that Cynthia voted for Todd in the first eviction. He couldn't get over it. That was just literally it. And so Lamar had a very strong relationship with Cynthia. In fact, Lamar wanted Cynthia to win the game, and they had explained to him that Cynthia is not going to has to be in the final two to win the game. And he said, "Oh, okay, I can't just vote." Like, legitimately, I remember reading or seeing somewhere on the feeds him saying, "So I can't just like vote for Cynthia." No, only the people in the end you can vote for. So if Cynthia's not in the final two, I can't vote. Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Imagine if Julie pulled out a handwritten key that said Cynthia.
Like, he typed it. He typed it over their names.
Yeah, Cynthia. Is it with a Y or an I? What are you talking about? Cynthia. I'm just going to look at Cynthia's key. Cynthia. So they had a real strong relationship. So they didn't have any interest of putting Cynthia on the block.
I mean, it makes sense, but it was one of those things where I'm like, it gameplay wise, it doesn't make sense. And that was the thing watching all these celebrities, is they weren't really there to play except for Todrick, but they were playing because they were there.
Shayna was there to play. Chris Kirkpatrick was there to play. Todrick was there to play. Misha was there to play, but her own way.
Misha was there to play competitions.
Win comps.
I can't believe Misha's cutting weight for a fight while she's in there. Like, when she was saying she needed to lose 17 pounds before her fight's in like 4 weeks. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Crazy. Is it at the Apex? Because I'm going down there if it is. I'm going down there. If it's at the Apex Center, I'm going to go down here in Las Vegas. I'm going to go out there to the Apex and cheer for my Celebrity Big Brother 3 winner, Misha Tate.
Whatever. I think having 4 out of 11 there to play, and I mean, Todd, he if Todd had more time, Todd is kind of like Derek X, you know, like Derek X got better as the season went on. And if he would have been able to come into the BB23 house, how he went out of it, he would have been a fantastic player. And, you know, I think Todd, if he would have had like another 2 or 3 weeks, he might have not been a terrible player. So he's meh.
as a big brother player. I agree with that. I also think Teddy probably had some game chops, but she got taken out first. It is what it is. And Mariah became a sponge on the outside. She already knew the game quite a bit, but she like learned so much more on the outside about how to play the game. If they ever did like a returnees, I would hope Mariah comes back because I think she has a chance to like do well.
Yeah.
If they ever do returnees, I would love to see Todrick go back just to see how they treated him.
Todrick is done. Todrick Hall is possibly canceled for real.
Yeah.
Which is rough.
Can you imagine going on like this show that's your passion that like you kind of built, like you didn't build your brand around it, but it's part of your brand. And then you go in and you finally get your dream and you get to play this game. And then you come out and the world hates you for it. That's rough.
I mean, real talk. Unless you are Mother Teresa herself, do not go into the Big Brother house, because if the Big Brother Twitter world does not like you, they're going to dig up every little piece of dirt ever. And I mean, nobody's perfect. Everybody has said things and done things that you're not proud of, and they live forever in the internet. And, you know, I don't exactly know how Todrick thought that he would get by with it. Except that he obviously thought the fans were going to love him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he thought throughout that he was loved. He thought that Shayna was the bad guy, but Shayna was the hero of the story.
Yeah.
And he was the villain. And people were mad because at some point or another, the producers clued him in on what was going on because his behavior changed towards the end. And people were mad about it, but it's like, guys, this is his livelihood. This is who he has to be like the rest of his life. This is how he makes his money. So if he needs to like start cleaning things up, time to start cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Don't be mad about it. Let him start cleaning up some of these things he said.
Todrick was just like Syndrome in The Incredibles. Like, you look up to these heroes and then you decide, I'm not a hero, I'm a villain.
And that's what happened. But he didn't realize he was a villain until after the fact.
Yeah.
Hey, when everybody's super, nobody is. That's what.
And not just said. Not just a villain, but vile.
He was a vile villain. Yeah. So going back, Carson. Let's talk about Carson a little bit.
Let's talk about Carson.
Man, Carson hilarious
was the MVP.
That's why he was America's favorite player. Man, he was so funny. And that, mind you, there was a real groundswell to try to get the vote for Shayna. Right, she deserved it. But Carson was comedy gold the entire time he was in the house.
The entire time. He's probably my favorite house guest to ever play Big Brother in terms of DRs. He's going to go right up there with Brittany Haynes. Like, there was multiple times he said things and I was like cackling, laughing at him because just so many funny one-liners, like, you know, I've just got to trust my gut. It kicked. Like, how he even thinks of these things off the top of his dome, I do not understand. But, you know, I had never really, I knew who he was, but I'd never watched anything with Carson, and I am a fan. Lifelong fan now.
I don't know that Carson takes the cake for me. Davon Rogers is just,
he's great.
Kills it in the diary room. Just kills it for me. But Carson was probably one of the two. I mean, Tamar was hilarious also in the diary rooms in the little bit I saw. And I also did love Lolo because Lolo is just so serious all the time. All the time. But Carson is up there for me in terms of celebrity DRs. They were just so, so good. So did you know Lolo Jones played Celebrity Big Brother?
Nah, but it makes sense. She probably she probably struggled the same way she did in the challenge.
Dang.
I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, like, she was too good, so people didn't want to work with her.
And some crying, some fights. I mean, she was entertaining. I was actually happy to see her cross over to the challenge because I was like, let's go. I mean, she's going to bring
She's
it.
Here to compete. She's here to compete. Yeah. You know who I want to see cross over? I need to see Misha Tate in the challenge.
Oh, man.
Give me Misha Tate in this challenge, the CBS challenge that's going to be on Paramount Plus. Give me Misha Tate.
So do you put Misha straight into All Stars, or like, do you want her on like MTV's The Challenge?
No. So they're doing a I don't know if you've heard about the news. They're doing a challenge CBS edition.
Yeah.
Really?
On Paramount Plus. And so it's going to have people from Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Race, probably Love Island as well.
I'm sure.
And a good chance, you know, maybe we'll see Misha Tate out there. Maybe Mariah. I think Mariah might be out there. But Misha Tate, let's see that.
I would love to see Mariah in more of these competitions because I think our time with her was too short.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she would have been real good if she stayed a little bit longer.
Yeah,
Mariah just could not connect with the people. And that's kind of what we said going into the game, right?
Well, she said it herself. She was too young.
Too young. These people are too old comparatively. Mm-hmm. And it just was never a chance for her to really work with these guys.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, there were a lot of pre-game connections. I mean, Carson damn near knew everybody coming into the mm-hmm. house. And, you know, Mariah did not know anybody. And right. So.
And Misha didn't know anyone either, but Todrick hitching his wagon. Because, like, Chris Kirkpatrick wanted to work with her because he knew who she was.
Yeah, he was starstruck.
Yeah.
Speaking of Chris Kirkpatrick, Kylie, you had our little NSYNCer up there, and you thought he was going to win the whole thing. What happened?
Misha and Todrick happened.
They made him go bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.
I mean, I think that different circumstances, Chris did have a chance to win.
Yeah.
You know.
So, Kylie, how do you feel about Chris backdooring himself?
Well, I mean, he's right. And I like that he can recognize it. But he had a great plan in place. Just one small problem. And at least he did recognize it beforehand. Like, oh, hey, the only thing that could go wrong in this plan is if Misha decided to put me up. And she did.
Yep.
Chris Kirkpatrick played a better game than I expected. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Lance gave him a bunch of tips or if he got the tips from actually watching himself, but he was doing a very decent job of going back and forth. I think some of his big mistakes was telling Misha that this is his HOH and that, you know, she already had her HOH. And then going in there after having that speech during his week mm-hmm. and still trying to dictate what was going to happen in terms of taking Carson down and not letting Carson just go out the door like Misha wanted. So give it a take.
Even though I wanted Chris to win because, you know, like I picked him, mm-hmm. we needed Carson in the house. And so, you know, Chris was very boring in the DRs and Carson made the show. I mean, Celebrity Big Brother 3 is a big, big, big flop without Carson in there basically the whole time.
And it was already a big flop. And it's even a bigger flop without Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I finished the season without Carson.
I don't know if I do either. But, I mean, Misha Tate was someone I was a big fan of. But Carson was needed to be in there. And Chris Kirkpatrick had to die to get it done. Chris played a good game, I have to say. I'm not disappointed in the gameplay itself from Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
The circumstances just weren't there. I don't know. I don't know that. I guess one way he could have did it is that if he didn't openly seem to be going for Todrick, but as we saw in hindsight, Todrick said some unsavory things to him, which led to that situation happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if they're not openly going after each other, I think Misha doesn't put him up and works with that because he was working with her before.
Yeah.
But also it's like a student of the game because Chris described himself as a super fan. If you know that you're going to have to take out Misha at some point, why not take the shot early? Because I think even if he would have taken out Todrick, I think Misha would have fell in line because Misha Todrick had Misha's ear.
Right.
So it's interesting to think about, like, he was so obsessed with getting Mariah out, but maybe if you take out Todrick, like, you wanted to keep Misha around. I'm not advocating for you to get rid of Misha, but if you got rid of Todrick, you might actually win the game because you're now the most knowledgeable person.
Yeah. But you mentioned taking the shot early. You can't take the shot at Misha in the second HOH, which is when he won HOH, I believe.
Well, I mean, you can. That's basically what they
the
did
reason,
to Elizabeth. I mean,
the reason you can't, though, is because Misha is your meal ticket to win the comps around you, right? Misha's won basically everything around you. And Misha trusts you at the time. So taking a shot at Misha just seems foolish and seems a bit premature.
But that's why you get rid of Todrick.
Yes, I do agree with that. You got to take out Todrick instead. Instead of being focused on Mirai, which is what he was, for whatever reason, I think you just take out Todrick and be done with it. Or you just comply and you don't go for Mirai and you go for Lamar or you go for Todd.
Everything would have been better if he would have just gone for Todrick. It would have been better for Todrick if he would. It would have been better for the show. It would have been better for morale.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say, like, Chris Kirkpatrick was the hero of the season because, you know, he saved Carson's ass, but maybe he's the villain. Maybe he's the villain.
He wouldn't be the villain. He's more like a plot point. Like, you needed him to fail. The real hero of the game was, first off, the internet. Secondly, Todd's eye roll. Third, Shayna Mochler.
Yeah.
Those are the heroes in that order.
Yeah.
Because Shayna just tried her best to show who these people were. And her being victimized was really the thing to show, oh, these people are not that good people.
Yeah.
And Shayna kind of suffered the same way that Shane and Chris suffered the same way that Mariah and Chris Kattan suffered. It's like, oh, once you broke them up, the other one was just a victim because of how people treated them in the house, which really sucks to say that, like, there was just a lot of bullying going around.
In 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chris Kattan left, as we know. We all had that on our bingo card.
Check. I did think it was going to be Lamar, but Chris Kattan was a close second. So
yeah, I thought it was going to be Chris Kattan. Props to Lamar for making it through.
Also, props to Lamar because when he snuck his pieces of cake, he used a plate and a fork. He's not Chris Kattan in there, just knuckles deep in cake.
Chris Kattan said, "We've been COVID tested. And I'm fixing to live my 2020 life in here. And I'm eating this cake straight off the damn pan."
One of my favorite moments was when Carson got put up. He said, "Well, who's going to make the cakes and the food now?" Yeah.
And then as he leaves, there's a meatloaf in the oven. I want him to come back into the house and just give DRs.
Yes, Carson, you know what? I'm with you. I think I might watch some Carson content now. If that's the kind of personality you get, well worth this show worked. You know what I'm saying? It showed me the side of a person that I never would have ever looked into.
Yeah,
and now I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So I think that's all the players. CJ, give us your synopsis of your thoughts on the season right here, Celebrity Big Brother 3.
I mean, it was a good little Big Brother fix to hold you over to the summer, but, like, I want more people that are, like, really there to play. You had 3 or 4 people who were dictating the action, and everyone else was just pawns in their game, which kind of sucked. And it's different because in actual Big Brother, yeah, you have a bunch of people who are just pawns in other people's games, but they at least are trying to make things happen. They're not just there for a free vacation. And this season, there's a lot of people there on vacation.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Kylie?
I mean, I don't I still enjoyed it. This is probably the most casually that I've watched Big Brother because I just had a lot going on in my personal life. And so I didn't really watch the feeds. In fact, I went ahead and just canceled them, which was dumb because I'm going to sign back up to watch Ponderosa next month. But whatever. You know, it made me feel good to cancel the feeds for a minute. And so, yeah, I watched it very casually, except obviously following along with everything behind the scenes on Twitter. But I still enjoyed it. To me, it's kind of like, you know, good Big Brother, bad Big Brother. At least it's Big Brother and it's on and gives you something to do. I definitely wasn't watching the Olympics, so it was something entertaining to do for 3 weeks, and it just got us that much closer to the Survivor season. So I'm not mad at it. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed Lamar and Carson. They made the season for me, and the fact that we had all of them through basically the whole season, it was fine to me. I enjoyed it.
For me, the game was not quite the game I expect when I'm watching Big Brother.
Yeah.
Todrick came to play. Surprisingly, Chris Kirkpatrick did come to play, and Shannon Mochler came to play. I was very happy to see them out there. I gained some new fandoms out there. This podcast, I don't know if you knew, Kylie, but this show became a Shannon Mochler fan account.
Okay.
Like, real quickly. Because Shayna was out there playing that real good rat floater game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, Andy Heron, like, perfected it, that rat floater thing. Yeah. And she went in there with that blueprint going back and forth and back and forth. And pushing the tide. And I loved her game. Todrick was playing from a different position, hitched his horse to the strongest steed and just rode it out. And it got him second place. And those things were good to see. The things I didn't love seeing. I didn't love seeing that Lamar didn't know about the game. It was hilarious. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Every single time, it made me laugh. But I did not like the fact that he didn't know what was going on. At all. I did not like
fourth.
Yes,
I guess.
I didn't like the fact that Cynthia did absolutely nothing and was playing that Victoria game, Victoria BB16 game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where you do nothing and you stick around. Like, I didn't love that because I had high hopes for Cynthia. I thought she was gonna talk to Tamar or Candy and come in with knowing what to do here, but she didn't. She didn't do any of that. So those were things that were a little bit of disappointment. All in all, I thought the season was okay. I'm glad that we don't get Celebrity Big Brother all the time. And I think I'll probably watch the next time it comes on based on the celebrities that are on there and who and what their acumen is in terms of the gameplay and get their game knowledge.
I'll be there no matter who they put on the show. They can cast 10 Todricks and I'm still going to watch.
Honestly, if they casted 10 Todricks, it'd probably be more interesting because they'd all be playing.
This is true.
True.
This is true. I think that kind of wraps up our Celebrity Big Brother 3 coverage. Shouts to Misha. Shouts to myself. I'm going to give myself props. I picked Misha Tate to win this thing. That was me. I did that right here. And I'll be doing that again this summer. I'll be picking the next winner. But before that, Kylie, tell them what else we got going on.
So, Survivor is just about 10 days away-ish. Yeah, not good at the maths. Two weeks away. Anyways, March 6th, we will be here with our cast assessment. Hopefully, we're going to have the whole crew here. Me, Kevin, Frank, Robbie, and Trisha. What? Don't hold your breath. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, it's the whole cast here, March 6th, to do our cast assessment and our draft. And
we did a draft for that one too, Kylie. I think last season.
Kevin's 2 for 2 since we've been back. Oh, head's getting bigger and bigger by the day, but we'll see if he can go 3 for 3 and whether he's going to be able to pick out the Survivor winner. But
I don't know if Kevin's head is actually getting bigger, if he's just moving closer to the camera.
But yeah, we'll be kicking off our Survivor coverage on March 6th, you know, just a few days ahead of the premiere on March 9th. So excited about that.
In addition, we will be covering Big Brother Canada. It won't be me and CJ. We will have some other people out here some real Canadians out here doing a cast assessment.
We're searching the Canadian streets. No kidding.
on the streets of Calgary, we're out here looking for some big brother fans.
And we found them in the trucker convoy.
We're going to get them out here to do some BB Can coverage. I'm real excited about that. So check that out coming up. Also, they just announced, as we were talking about earlier, a whole bunch of new challenge stuff. So we'll be having that here on the channel as well. Make sure, Kylie, where can they find you? Where can the people find you?
You can find me in the For the Fans Facebook group. That's the best place to find me because, to be honest, I kind of suck at, you know, tweeting, but I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better during the Survivor season. So you can, let me just find it right here. It's right here. Instagram and Twitter at reality_TK. And that's where you can find me. I will do better about tweeting.
So you can find her there. You can also find CJ. Where could they find you?
Find me on all the socials at Keyboard Sarcasm. I also got to do a better job of the tweets.
Yeah, you can find me, KG Fury. I'm a terrible tweeter and poster, so don't worry about it. I'm not going to step up the game. I'm going to keep up the same brand because, you know, that's what you got to do. But all you guys, make sure you join the For the Fans Facebook group page. We have all the content there, as well as on the YouTube channel. Find us at For the Fans. On YouTube, watch. You can see the live streams of our episodes. Also, if you're listening to this or you want to check us out and take us with you, you can hear us on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify For the Fans Entertainment. We have the podcast up there talking about all of the stuff and just, you know, hearing about how good I am at the drafting and how the shows be going.
Did you actually do in the money draft?
So also, there is a money draft that Kylie and Trisha run that you can find in the For the Fans Facebook group. You could be invited there. They do a whole draft thing using a platform Fantasizer to keep track of the points. And I won the Survivor one. I didn't win the Celebrity Big Brother one, but I did win the Survivor one. Trish and Kylie cheated and won the Celebrity Big Brother one. They run the thing and won. I don't know how that works. But
needless to say, you pick your players before the season starts. So, we didn't cheat. We won.
They did. You know, surprisingly, CJ, they picked all three finalists.
Wow.
Boom.
Yeah, they had all three finalists.
Now, really did impressive. They listen to the preview first?
Probably, yes. Yeah. So we're giving great content. If you want to go out there and win your drafts, listen to this show. We'll be talking about it. So March 6th, check out the Survivor preview cast assessment. Make sure you come back and check out the BB Can cast assessment. Like and subscribe. Hit the bells, all the things. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Kylie, anything else?
Yep, that's it.
Perfect. Thank you guys for joining us. And I will see you guys with the next show. Bye.
Bye.
Perfect.